We're focusing now on the importance of employee wellness to productivity and the bottom line of your business and how organizations can promote employee wellness from within. Chris Late is Executive Head of Marketing at Best Med and joins us now. Chris, thanks so much for your time today. I think let's maybe just define in broad terms what we mean by employee wellness.
Thank you for the opportunity. Employee wellness is broad topic. What is important about employee wellness is, for any function in life, to do it 100%, you need to be well fit in every aspect of your life. So I think the energy that's generated around employee wellness at the moment is the link between wellness and engagement, and then engagement and profitability. So, we a couple of years ago, we said, you have to be well and fit to do your job. It goes without saying.
Yeah.
But today, there's so many mental fitness and emotional fatigue that impacts the workplace. And, what we just trying to say is that through a thorough wellness program, employee engagement can be leveraged, and through engaged staff, there's so much evidence today that engaged staff members are more productive, and more productive staff members is good for the bottom line.
Mm.
So, economy that is challenging at best, to have productive employees, that's really what the economy requires and what companies require to be profitable.
Certainly, and I suppose then it means that businesses really have to get pretty close to their employees and understand them. So how can organizations then support and promote employee wellness?
Well, I think the important thing is, and there's a couple of dimensions. We've looked from Best Med side, we've looked at what, the people that, that's an actuarial rule of thumb, we all probably on average going to spend 80% of our lives self-care expense in the last 10 years of our life. Mm-hmm. And when are you the most productive? And I think there's a lot of thought that's gone into that in the last couple of years. But, something that's different to wellness, let's say 10 or 15 years ago, is today there's a lot of thought around, the power of being happy at the workplace and how that is busy accumulating towards a better environment.
Yeah.
Now, Best Med is simply just, gone and said, look, about 66% of people at the end of their life has got some form of chronic medication or chronic disease, and those diseases are typically could have been avoided through lifestyle choices.
Yeah.
And what we've done is we've looked at five specific pillars. Be safe. I think there's a lot to say about that. Be active. Don't indulge in over drinking, smoking, or lack of exercise. Be nutri-wise. I think there's a lot to say about just the benefit of a good nutrition program. Be thin fit. We're not a financial advisory institute and tell you where you need to invest your money. But
yeah,
Again, there's a very strong correlation between financial uncertainty and stress. And stress, obviously, we all understand is a major driver of illness. So just by having good financial habits, keeping a household budget, and ensuring that you're diligent in terms of finances, it really generates a lot of comfort and reduces stress. And then the ultimate, I think the ultimate enigma is happiness. That we just see it so much that people that is generally happy in an environment is so much more productive. And that's what we try and encourage in terms of a wellness program. Yes, things like BMI, understanding your status, knowing what your cholesterol is, et cetera, that is all important. But, there's so much more being the best you can be than, you know, just X amount of push-ups or X amount of miles that you run.
Yeah.
You know, it's really being holistic, even to the extent that, you know, healthy relationships in the workplace goes very, very far in terms of productivity and the like. So it's really a holistic component. Investment works very hard on in terms of encouraging that, and what is very rewarding is in the last 2-3 years that we're getting business cases that illustrates that it is actually working and it's actually contributing to the bottom line of the business. And I think that's ultimately the employee, or the employer rather, gets the dividend of the wellness exercise.
We'll leave it there. Chris Laird is Executive Head of Marketing at BestMed.